You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. COVID-19 numbers are way lower in the U.S. lately compared to the beginning of this year, both in terms of the number of positive tests and of hospitalizations and deaths from the disease. Speaking on PBS NewsHour this week, U.S. Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said we're in a new phase of the disease.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now.
Dr. Fauci ended up dialing back that statement a bit, telling CNN that, quote, we're not over the pandemic, and that what he meant to say is that the U.S. is currently in a transitional phase on the way to better control of the virus. Dr. Patrick Remington is an emeritus professor at the UW-Madison Department of Population Health Sciences and director of the UW-Madison Preventive Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Remington, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here, Rob. Thanks.
Can you help us make some sense of what Dr. Fauci was saying about sort of where we are in this pandemic?
Well, I think this is an example of a soundbite gone bad. Mm-hmm. To say that we're no longer in a pandemic phase or the acute phase of a pandemic can be misinterpreted to mean that we don't have a problem with COVID. I like to think about the Greek origins of the word pandemic. Pan means everything, everybody, and demos means people. So we are clearly in a pandemic in Wisconsin, in the nation, and worldwide, because everybody is potentially at risk, and we still have many people getting infected. Yesterday in Wisconsin, over 1,600 people got infected. But the reason he's saying that we're not in the worst part of the pandemic is yesterday in Wisconsin, there were no recorded deaths. Mm-hmm. So we are down probably from January, which was the highest rate of the COVID, we're 1/16th the rate we were. So 16 times higher in January compared to today. So that's the reason he's reassuring us that we're in a different phase of the pandemic.
And one thing I've learned over the course of the last couple of years is there's not really an on-off switch kind of definition of pandemic. It means something, but it's not like you hit a certain measure and the pandemic ends, right?
That's correct. We like to think that, you know, certain ways we can define a phase, but it is very hard to the word pandemic simply means that everybody is affected. But what does it mean to be affected? Is it people getting an illness like influenza? Sometimes influenza becomes pandemic. That's different than a pandemic that leads to many deaths. So, and even the word pan, it can mean a pandemic in a country. If everyone in a country is affected, then that can be a pandemic. So I think the most important thing to focus on is that we're better off than we were in January, but we're not out of the woods yet.
Yeah, we see in the numbers some slight upticks in the number of positive cases. When I look at the national numbers and the Wisconsin numbers in some cases lately, as you say, hospitalizations and deaths looking a lot better. I mean, the key, though, is even if they tick up a little, things look really good compared to some of the high points, or I should say low points we've had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, the high points are the low points, right. Really. It's always relative to what happened recently. So I would agree that we've ticked up a bit from 2 to 3 weeks ago. But again, if you simply go to the CDC website or Google COVID-19 and look at the graph, you see these three distinct peaks. January 2021, where many people were getting COVID and there was no vaccine and we had a lot of people dying. And then in the fall of 2021, when Delta came, and then in January, when Omicron surprised everybody, well, not the experts. Experts anticipated that there would be a variant that was more contagious, but it certainly surprised many of us. And one day in January, January 10th, we had 1 million cases, 1 million people diagnosed on a single day. Today, we're down to maybe 85,000. So that's a lot, still a lot of people. One day on August 27th to be diagnosed, but it's not the million that we were seeing in early January.
Now, we saw federal health data released earlier this week that found that nearly 60% of Americans have had COVID at some point. That's based on an interesting kind of survey, a survey of blood tests. Can you tell us more about that and what it means?
It's a very interesting survey because many of these numbers we get from people who happen to go in to get a test, but in a facility, we don't know about home tests. People might have symptoms, people might not have symptoms. So the question is, how many people have actually been infected is really hard to answer. But this very innovative study looked at blood samples, assuming that people who donate blood are generally representative of the population. They looked at antibodies, and this test can differentiate an antibody from natural infection from an antibody that results from a vaccine. They both protect against illness, but they look different. And so 60% of the blood samples that they looked at had evidence of natural infection. Now, some of those people also had antibodies for with the vaccine, and they would be really doubly protected. They would have natural immunity, but also the immunity from a vaccine. The timing isn't clear, but they may have had a breakthrough infection with, for example, with the Omicron variant. And those individuals, although they got infected, their illness is certainly going to be less severe, and they were less likely to get infected in the first place.
Talking to Dr. Patrick Remington from the UW-Madison Department of Population Health Sciences, looking at the latest COVID numbers, questions about where we are at this stage of the pandemic. Dr. Remington, I think something on a lot of people's minds, parents of kids under 5. Another request now, I think, to the FDA looking at the possibility of a vaccine for those young kids who can't get it yet. What is the latest on that?
Well, that vaccine has been tested. It's been shown to be effective, and it's been shown to be safe. None of the serious side effects that potentially can come from a vaccine have been observed in that population. And again, if you think back from the 1960s on, we have been introducing vaccines all along to prevent terrible illnesses like measles, mumps, rubella, and the like. And these have often spent years in trials to make sure that the vaccines are both safe and effective. We're seeing that accelerated today. So this large study, they are asking for emergency use authorization from the FDA to vaccinate kids. But the information from the study is that this vaccine is likely to be effective, and the research shows that it's safe. And again, it's been kind of a nightmare for parents of young kids who go into daycare, for example, or preschool settings, and they might bring the infection home to mom and dad, all of whom hopefully are fully vaccinated, but we know that the vaccine is not perfect. Some people, despite being vaccinated and boosted, have a breakthrough infection. And so it would be ideal if we could stop transmission in all group settings, and daycare and preschool are settings that still are not protected from vaccinations.
Dr. Remington, I want to take the long view for a moment. I was looking back. I talked to you in early March of 2020. I was in our Wausau studio. I remember this thing was just getting rolling. And I remember I looked at the numbers in Italy and tried to do some simple math. Like if it hit us like it was hitting Italy then, we would come out with like something like 30,000 to 60,000 deaths from this disease. And I thought, that's terrible. Like that's an extra flu season on top of the actual flu season. Now we're knocking on the door, the official count of almost 1 million deaths. I don't know. Take a long view for us, how we got from there to here.
Rob, I think it's really a good idea to take a long view. And fortunately, there's records of what people were saying. And experts in the Trump administration were saying that they feared anywhere between 150 to 250,000 people would die from COVID. And we went through that relatively quickly. The fortunate thing is the vaccine became available, and that has significantly reduced what could have been 2 million deaths. But right now we are at about 990,000 deaths, and at 400 deaths a day, it'll be a week or two when we have 1 million people who've died. The CDC just today came out with the death data from 2021. COVID is the third leading cause of death behind only heart disease and cancer. And that is absolutely phenomenal. And anybody who doubts this, I just maybe sleep. They're sleeping under a rock, because there you don't have to go very far, certainly, to know somebody's been really sick or even died from this disease. But just look at the data coming out of CDC and how they've presented it. It was unexpected. I think obviously some experts feared that this would happen, but nobody was predicting a million deaths publicly in 2020. And here we are within weeks of passing that unfortunate milestone.
In just our last minute or so, Dr. Remington, there will be other diseases, other pandemics in the future, hopefully not as bad as this. Do you have a quick lesson learned you might want to share with us?
Yeah, the lesson learned is we need to be ready. We need to have public health systems that are ready. We need to have healthcare systems that are ready. We can't just go back to the same old system of lack of preparedness. Finally, we just have to, as a community, understand that we need to work together, not just to protect ourselves, to do the right things, to get vaccinated, but to do it collectively, to really be responsible to others and do what it takes, whether it's a mask order, whether it's being quarantined if you've been exposed or isolated if you're ill. We all have to do this together. It does take a village, really, to overcome some of the challenges that a virus like COVID or the next virus that comes around.
Dr. Remington, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
That's Dr. Patrick Remington, Emeritus Professor at the UW-Madison Department of Population Health Sciences and Director of the UW-Madison Preventive Medicine Residency Program. He talked to us about the state of the pandemic.